All right, so camp was amazing as it usually is. It was a little bit different for me this year. I was working with the reserves, who I normally work with, but I was also helping with the music, and I had 6 meals to be at a day and also 6 services, sometimes at the same time. There was something I was doing at all times of the day, and after the first couple of days, I was totally wore out, kind of burned out. And then I was doing devotions with the girls, and I was talking to them about the passage where it talks about God being hot and cold and how he wants us to be useful, and also where it talks about being content wherever you are, whatever state you are. And I'm sitting there telling them, wherever God puts you, and no matter what he's given you to do, be content there and be as useful as you can. And it just struck me that I was kind of feeling sorry for myself that I had so much to do. I didn't really have time to even, spend with the girls that I was working with. But God put me there for a reason, and he really blessed me this week. Amen. And it was a little bit different, attitude between the girls this week. Usually, there's a little bit of drama in a teen girls' dorm, as there always is, but there was some girls that just really turned on each other this week, and you can tell Satan was really trying to get his hand on it, but he couldn't have it. God truly got the glory this week, and I just want to give him praise for it.
Amen. Make sure when you come up that you give your name, because we are recording this, and those who would listen to it later on may not know exactly who it is. That was Allie Dyer.
Allie Dyer.
Come on, Hunter.
Hi, my name is Hunter Reynolds. The main thing that God told me this week, this first night, lately I've been feeling really sorry for myself. I've listened to the devil's lies. He'd tell me I was a loser, I couldn't do anything right. And every time that God would tell me to do anything, I would just, I'll just mess it up. So I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to do it. But the first night he talked about punching fear in the face and that we need to be confident in what God, who we are in God and what he's done for us. And, it says in Philippians, I think it is, that God has not given us the spirit of fear. No, it's 1 Timothy. Sorry. God has not given us the spirit of fear. And, if I'm walking with the Lord and I'm confident in who I am in Christ, then I shouldn't be fearful or afraid to fail. Because, I'm human. I'm going to mess up. But, I can only be as good as God lets me. And I just need to trust him. So if y'all would pray for me that I can just be confident in who I am in Christ and that I would just not be afraid to fail. Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, I'm Lindsay Dyer, for those who don't know me, and this week at camp, God really showed me a lot, but one of the main things he showed me was, I think it was the second or third night, Brother Josh was talking about loving like you've never been hurt, which means love someone as if they did something wrong to you, love them as if they didn't do anything at all. And recently, I've had someone who really did hurt my feelings, and I was holding a grudge against her, and she doesn't really deserve it because it's not her fault. And it's been eating me up inside, and I'm starting to not love people who didn't even do anything wrong. And God told me that, how can I love you, and sometimes you hurt me, so why don't you love others when they hurt you? So God really told me to just walk around as if nothing's ever happened, as if everything's right as rain. So I would wish that you just pray for me so that I can love her and not hold a grudge against her.
My name is Josiah Patterson, and this was my first year being a reserve. It was a lot of fun. All the sermons were good, but the one that spoke to me was Monday night, and he was talking about punching fear in the face. And the reason I've not been telling people about Christ is because I've been afraid of I'll mess up or something. But please pray for me that I'll be bold for God.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Tony Davis, and I learned a lot of things this week at camp, but there's no way I could tell all y'all, like, tell all about it. But Pastor Josh Rye was just amazing. He just made so many good points that really spoke to me. The first night, like I said, he talked about choosing faith over fear, and that fear is throwing faith out the window, but faith is throwing fear out the window. So you got to choose faith, and you can get rid of your fears by that. And I realized that I've been afraid of, like, what other people will think of me, afraid they'll think bad of me, so I've become prideful, and I'll put up a front in front of other people so that they won't think anything bad of me. But in the long run, I was shutting God out, and I was shutting everything out. I felt the Lord speaking to me the first night, and I was too afraid to go forward because everyone would look at me and, you know, just all this stuff. But the second night, I was able to give that up. And then Friday night, he told us a story. The story was about a bear, and it was kept in a 12 by 12 foot cage, and all it did was pace 12 feet one way and 12 feet the other way. And then after a while, they let it go, and everyone wanted to see what it would do, but all it did is walk 12 feet one way and 12 feet the other way. And he wasn't in physical bars anymore, but he was, his mind was. He was mentally imprisoned, and that's how we are with sin. We're saved and we're free from the sin, but we still fall under the sin. We feel like we're subject to that sin, and the Lord's freed us from it. So just pray for me that I'll be able to stay committed to the decisions that I've made, and that it won't just be an emotional thing or a mental thing, but that I would really just be able to be used by the Lord.
Hi, my name is Ansley Busey, and most of you know me. And at NGM, I had learned that God was telling me to listen to others. And whenever I think or feel like I can't do it, something, I need to remember this verse in Philippians 4:13, which says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me," and know that God is going to help me.
Hi, I'm Josie, for those of you who don't know me, and I got something almost out of every sermon or anything anyone had to teach. God was just really working on me, and most of the stuff was stuff that you hear all the time, but you don't really get it until someone else says it and it rings a bell or something. Anyways, the biggest thing that God worked on me was fear, and that the hardest thing is to surrender the fight instead of fighting, and I was always just try to fight the fear and just get over the fear because I thought I could do it, but really I can't. God can. Another thing is that he taught when you're scared, just worship, because you can't, because worship can't worry and worry can't worship. So you really just have to love God. Also, that God's encouragement lasts forever instead of just focusing on people and listening to them and let them encourage you and just get built up by that, but to really encourage yourself in the Lord because his encouragement is what's going to last. Yeah, but that's really what God worked on me. So.
Amen.
I'm Natalie Dyer, and that God is the potter, and that we are the pots, and when we mess up, like a crack up, and we get, and our hearts appear as darkness, and we sin, and we have to ask God to save us, and.
Amen.
I'm Kendra Davis, and what God told me is, same as Lindsay, love like you've never been hurt. The verse that was with that was Colossians 3:14, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And God told me that we need to put on Jesus because Jesus is love, and we need to put on him every day.
Hey, I'm Vanetta Davis. Had the privilege of being a counselor. Our theme verse for the week was Jeremiah 18:4. It says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel that seemed good to the potter to make it. It amazes me how that I was sent to help counsel the kids, and God spoke so much to me in my life. How there are things that I fear, that, you know, I never even realized it was fear. And I just ask God to pray for me, that I would get me out of the way, you know, and let Jesus shine through me to everybody around.
I'm Jeff Davis. First of all, let me say that Miss Elizabeth sitting back there wearing her shirt from this week, she was like a lot of the rest of y'all, and she was here, but she was doing her part. She was praying, and she was doing everything she could on our behalf, going before the Lord and asking for his blessings this week. He gave those blessings this week. We had a dozen kids get saved, which is awesome. But we also had blessings with the weather. We've had 33 days of straight rain. And down there, we had several days that it didn't rain. And when it did rain, it wasn't a big interruption. It wasn't when we needed to have the kids outside and doing something. It was services, or I think one day they missed their swim time because of some thunder and lightning. But the Lord blessed in everything that went on in the camp. Injuries were minimal this year. Usually, you know, with campers playing, you have people that, you know, get hurt. That was minimal this year. All the other aspects of camp, you think about Brother Butch Lee and his family and all they've been through and what's been going on in their lives, and God just blessed so that wherever there was a need, there was a person there to take up the need and to do what needed to be done. So the Lord blessed in every single detail of camp this year, and we're praising him for that. But, you know, those of you who don't know anything about NGM camp, seven or more times a day, these kids are either getting a gospel lesson, a devotional, or a service of some sort where they're hearing the gospel and they're being taught. And as a counselor, you cannot go up there and not glean something from the Word. God deals in your life every single service. And I praise Him for it. He did in my life and He did in everybody else's. But you know, just to have the opportunity to be there and to deal with these boys and girls, I was in the teen boys cabin. I had some teen boys as my campers, and these kids, they come from diverse backgrounds. You have kids that don't have good home situations and all kinds of things that we can't go and be with them when they're out there in that situation. We can't go and help them through the struggles that they are going to face. But God can, and the ones that I know of, they got saved, and they are able to take the Holy Spirit back with them. And I was able to encourage them and say, look, you have somebody who will never leave you or forsake you, no matter what. And you go back into this divorce home situation, or you go back into this bad school situation, or whatever it is. We had a kid in our cabin who, in the last 2 weeks before camp, had been arrested twice. And he got saved on Monday night. And just to show that God was dealing in his life, about Wednesday night, he went to his counselor and he said, I need to use your phone to call my brother and get right with him. And that was amazing to see that God is working in these kids' lives. And I just want to encourage each and every one of y'all who prayed for us continue to pray for those that got saved and those kids that were at camp this week, that the decisions that they made will not fall by the wayside. They need to be discipled. They need to be led along in the Lord. A lot of them are from our brother and sister churches, and they need the opportunity to get with those kids and tell them how they can grow spiritually, how they can become godly men and women of the Lord. So y'all just continue to pray.
Amen.
Hi, my name is JJ, for those who don't know me. Our theme this week was clay in the potter's hand, and how we need to let the potter, and how we are the clay, and he is the potter, and God is the potter. But in Bible class, we talked about our names and how they are special to God. And Tuesday, we talked about when people say our name behind our backs, are they saying, that girl is rebellious, or I don't want to be a Christian because Christians are mean? Or are they saying, well, that girl is nice to everyone, or I want to be a Christian so I can be like her? And that's what I want people to say behind my back, that I'm not disrespectful, that I'm a good, godly Christian, and God is working in me, not I'm disrespectful. So please pray for me to be more like Jesus Christ and let God work in my life.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Annalisa Heiss, and I had a fun week at camp this week, and the Lord spoke to me because the pastor said that even if you mess up and you fall down, that God won't throw you away. He'll still use you in your life.
Very good.
Hi, my name is Clara, and this week at camp, God spoke to me, like, in every message that, or every time that we heard something about God's Word, that He spoke to me about everything. But one thing that really struck me that I never really thought of before, but, I mean, everyone's always telling you, or telling people, like, oh, they're really strong in God, they're really strong in Christ, and I was always like, well, I'm not strong in God. And then this week He said, because He's strong, I'm free to be weak. And I realized that I'm not supposed to be strong. I'm supposed to be weak so that He can show Himself strong through my life. And so this, I'm purposed in my heart to be weak, but not like, well, I don't know how to say this. In every problem that, or in every sin that I do, He finds something good out of it to show Himself strong. And even though I don't need to sin or anything, I find hope that even when I mess up, He will show Himself strong. And then I don't have to worry about, oh, God doesn't love me anymore, or, oh, I messed up my life completely, because God will use it. That's all I got.
Hi, I'm Anna Nguyen, and God touched me in many ways this week at camp, but one main thing was that during when the missionary came to talk, God just really touched me there. He showed many videos of people in Haiti and how they haven't known the Lord, how they don't know the Lord. And they showed this video of somebody was taping it when an earthquake happened, and they had just built this new church building. And when they were praying, the earthquake happened. And so, the building wasn't knocked down, but when they showed the city, when they showed the city, walls of many buildings were knocked down, at least about 6 miles of just walls and stuff. And so during that moment, I just thought like God was calling me to the mission field. And so ever since then, I've been praying to God and see what He really wants me to do.
Amen.
Hey, I'm Annabeth, and NGM was really great this year, spiritually as well as, you know, fun and stuff, but most importantly spiritually, because I think almost everybody got something out of every service, and because y'all prayed for us and the prayers worked. And Wednesday night our speaker spoke on grace, and, you know, when we're weak, He's strong. And lately, I think Satan's bringing up, like, he brings up like old besetting sins in my mind, and like for a while I thought it was God, and I was like, God, why are you doing this? And I realized it was Satan, and that I don't have to think about those anymore. And we forget who Christ is when we think about those things. We need to remember who we are in Christ, because we are a new creature in Christ, and it's easy to forget that, and I really needed to hear that. So, and also on Friday, I don't even think this had anything to do with the service, but God was convicting me about giving my time to Him, because I give most of my time to me and what I want to do and stuff, and I just need to give my time to God, because doing all the things that I do won't last forever. It won't last for eternity. Because all I do is, like, I play games and watch movies and stuff, and that's not even going to count for anything when I get to the judgment seat of Christ. And I really need to give my time to God. So please pray for me.
Hi, my name is Zeke, for those who don't know me, and pray for me right now because I'm not a big speaker. But most of y'all have been preaching, talking about what the preacher's been talking about, but what happened with me is in Bible class, he talked about, if someone were to make a movie about your life, would people actually watch it if it's actually a good story? And I've just had a hard time. I'm not really living for God, and so I don't think anybody's going to want to watch my movie. So I want y'all to just pray for me, for God to change my life.
My name's Cody, and this week the Lord spoke to me so much every night. But the service that He spoke to me the most, I think, was probably when He spoke about loving like you've never been hurt. Because before camp, I'd been being a jerk to my sisters and stuff, because they had hurt me a while back, and I just wouldn't forgive them, and I was just being a real jerk. So the Lord spoke to me about that, and He showed me that I need to stop and to love Him and love them like He loves them.
Good evening. My name is Andrew Cruz. I was the, sorry, not Lakefront lifeguard. That was another camp. I was the lifeguard this year for second year in a row. I was also part of the team boys. I was one of their counselors. I had five guys who were under me, 12 and 13, I believe. And for a couple months, God really put on my heart to teach these boys during the devotions about leadership. We looked through the life of Gideon, and how God raised him from being extremely wimpy to one of the really great leaders in the history of Israel. And we also, I mirrored that with the 14 leadership traits of the Marine Corps and their officers. And one of the traits is encouragement. And, you know, I've been told all my life that I've had a, you know, the spiritual gift of encouragement, but for a while now, it really felt more forced than actual, you know, flowing through me and natural. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. spiritual trait that God's supposed to help me with, why am I having to really force this encouragement out of me as opposed to, you know, being harsh to people or aggressive, something like that. And Josh Fry talked about, you know, punching fear in the face, talked about love like never been hurt, things like that. But really, in the midst of all those great lessons that he taught us, it was really Wednesday night that, you know, that still small voice came from God, and he said, let go and let God. And when he said that, you know, immediately that popped in my head of let go of your spiritual gift and let God use it as opposed to let me use it. After that, so that night I went up to the altar and I prayed and I just let that go. Just like, you know, pretty much God, use this gift. It's yours. Don't let me steal it from you and steal the glory from you, which I had been doing. And Jeff was talking about the young boy who had just got out and who had just gotten out of jail. He told me later, I saw him on one of the picnic tables and he was tearing up and everything. And so I could tell something was troubling him. So I went over and talked to him and he said that, you know, he had gotten arrested before he came to camp. His pastor worked it out for him to come and he had to go back to jail after that week was over. And he was already a Christian because he had prayed and received Christ that Monday night, but he was still really scared because he did not want to return back to the life that he had lived. He didn't want that peer pressure. He didn't want that environment of jail. And so immediately God said in that still small voice as a reminder, let go and let God. So I started talking to this boy and the words just started flowing out of just encouragement, telling him be strong, that he now has God in his life. All he needs to do is pray for strength and God will unleash himself on whatever situation he finds himself. We spoke for I think about 30 minutes. And at the end, we were both kind of tearing up and crying a bit, which felt kind of weird because we're both guys. But but I feel that God really spoke through me and really reached down to him and touched his life. And, I'm definitely praying for that boy every day. And I certainly will be continuing to pray for him. But really, the pinnacle of this came on Friday night when two of the guys came up to me. And one of the guys, Alex, who I've been kind of befriending through the week and talking to and everything, I could tell he was really struggled and his head was down and just really kind of shaking and everything. And the other guy, Avery, he was saying, you know, Mr. Cruz, you know, Alex here is really questioning about salvation, is asking all these questions and I can't answer them. And I was like, okay, well, you know, truck's right here. So pop the tailgate down, we both got on there. And that night, you know, I led him to the Lord and, you know, God saved him that night, which is awesome. I found out later that boy had been an atheist and he had gone through all these different roads. You know, the kid was 14, and he'd already experimented with so many bad things just at the age of 14. And the Lord saved him that night. And it's because, you know, not to put any pride on myself, it's because I let go and let God, and let God use my spiritual gift of encouragement. I should say his spiritual gift of encouragement through my life. But definitely, you know, if all these stories you've heard so far tonight, stories you'll hear after me, if those, you know, aren't an encouragement to you to keep praying for us, I don't know what is. Please, your prayers, we felt, you know, just full force this entire week. All of us did. Campers, counselors, staff, everyone. The city of Lizella, probably. But just thank you all very much for your prayers, for thinking about us, each and every specific one of us through the week. I know I definitely felt it. I know all my campers felt it as well. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Valerie, and God spoke to me during missionary hour when he showed us all these videos about they didn't really have anything, and I had all these things, and I wanted more, but they didn't really have anything, and I just want y'all to pray for me that I wouldn't want to be so greedy like that and think about them, people in Haiti, because they don't really have anything.
Hi, my name is Holly, for those who don't know me. This year's theme was Clay in the Potter's Hands. And in theme time on Tuesday, we learned about the clay and how if you have the tiniest sin in your heart, you will break. And I've noticed that I've broke and had to start over. So please pray for me that I can not break again.
Hey, I'm Andrea. It's a joy to go to camp this week and a wonderful blessing to be able to be there and to see how God worked in all the children's lives and hearts, and for me to be a part of that. And what I got convicted on several things, but one thing I got convicted on was about the fear sermon. Recently, God has laid on my heart that when I hand out a tract, I need to add a little phrase to it. And the phrase was, "This will tell you how to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ." And I feared telling people that. I feared man. And so I would say it, but I would say it either so fast. I mean, I talk fast anyway, but I mean, it was really fast, so that you couldn't understand a word I said, or I would kind of mumble it. And so nobody had a clue what I was saying, so it really wasn't doing any good. So God really convicted me that I was fearing man and how I shouldn't. That if he told me to say that, he would help me. And that if someone rejected me or said something, whatever, negative or wrong, bad toward me, that it would be all right. That he would give me grace to get through it and it would be okay. And that I needed to say what he told me to say.
Hi, I'm Thomas Dyer. What a blessing. Absolute blessing this week. Y'all prayed for us and we appreciate it. Your prayers meant the world to us. And when we go down there to the battlefield, and it is a battlefield. Before I went, I'll tell y'all something. I did not want to go. I thought, you know, I've done this. This is me my 10th year. I've done this enough. That's not right. That's not right just to give up like that. And it's like Brother Josh, the first sermon was kicking fear in the face. That's what it was fear. I'm going to mess up. Oh, these teenagers won't listen to me. You're an old man. You're an old codger. They're not going to listen to you. And finally, I just said, you know, Lord, this is not about me. This is about you. I want your name to be glorified through everything I do. And so, that was my purpose this week. You know, young people, you're not the only ones that have struggles and misgivings and fears. We, us counselors, us older folks do too. And I was just glad to be able to be used by him. It was just such a wonderful experience this week. I knew God was going to do something good, by the way. I was battling, Satan was battling me at the first. And I'm so glad I didn't give in to his lies and the fears. And I just want to say something. Miss Cindy Lee might have some competition on theme time. Theme time, if y'all are not familiar with, is where they take the theme of the camp, which was clay and the potter, you know, the hands of the potter, and they apply science to it, you know, from a spiritual point of view. And we can do that because we're down there. We don't have to worry about the government saying, uh-uh-uh. And I want to tell you something, Miss Bethany Lee Carter did a fantastic job. That was my campfire this week, and God spoke to me so many times through that about how he'll take a piece of clay, a potter wheel, and put it on that wheel, and he'll raise it up and work it from the inside and get out every little crack, every little imperfection, and he'll keep working with it. And if he sees one little thing, and he will not put it in the fire until... Or he'll not make the vessel he wants it to be until he gets every little imperfection out. And though we're not perfect down here, of course, on earth, God keeps working with us, and He's working. He never gives up, and He uses that same piece of clay over and over again. The potter does, and just a wonderful truth to me. And the very last night, we have our banquet, our big deal. You know, we have a nice meal, and we all have nice meals all through the week. But this is a big deal meal. You know, everybody dresses up, and the teens eat first, preteens eat second, then we all come together having an award ceremony. Well, then we're supposed to split up and have each have their campfire service. Well, about the time we were supposed to split up, there's just the bottom dropped out outside, and we just came to the conclusion and said, hey, let's just keep everybody together up here for the night. And it was such a blessing to have everybody up there together for that campfire service. It was wonderful. It's a wonderful service, and God really moved in that service, because those teen boys, which came in at the very first day with those hard faces and, you know, with that teen swagger, well, we had our nightly devotions that night. Those teen boys were confessing. They were pouring their hearts out. They were loving God, and it was just wonderful. And appreciate y'all sending your sons and daughters down there and praying for us. And God was wonderful. To Him be the glory.
Couple of things that really ought to be prayer targets for you. The camp down there in Lazella cost NGM a lot of money to lease. It's a long ways from home. It takes a lot of resources, a lot of people to get down there. And we've got a piece of property about an hour away from here in Oglethorpe County that we're trying to develop. And it needs to be a prayer target. It has the potential of being a great campsite. Right now, the only building on the campsite is the worship center. It'll do dual purpose as a worship center and kitchen, but we need those dorms built. We need the residents built down there so that we can start having camp down there. So please make that a prayer focus so that we can get that done. I had a very special opportunity this year, one that I've never had since I've been at camp. I didn't have a group. Of course, I was the preteen evangelist, which I guess is the fourth year in the row I think I've done that, fourth or fifth year that I've done that, and I enjoy it. It is so fun to look into the faces of those young people and see them light up when you talk to them about God. But one of the nights, there was a young lady who got up and went out for the counseling at the end of the preaching session. And my grandson was down there as well. And so I had finished preaching. I had given the invitation. Counseling was going on. I had taken my grandson, and I just kind of got in the back and got out of the way. The service was over, and that little girl got up from the counseling table, and she came running over to me, threw her arms around me about waist high, it's about as high as she could reach, and she said, "I got saved." I was excited for her. But you know, she left there. She told everybody in there. She left there and was walking across the grass, well, really sort of jumping across the grass, right outside of the dining hall. And all the way back to her dorm, she was going, "I got saved. I got saved." And I thought, I'm ashamed of myself. You know, we worry about how to witness to people. We worry about what we're going to say and whether we're going to say it right and how we're going to do it. But you know what? If we would just walk around happy and say, "I've been saved," we get people's attention. They'd want to know why. That's witnessing. That's witnessing. If I could have the musicians come onto the instruments tonight. We're going to stand, heads bowed and eyes closed.